Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time. You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Who's, man?
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, you guys will get in your seats. I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Well, welcome to the fans, but the fans don't have what time. Your host, MH Scott. Sorry for the late start this evening, but we had a brief delay due to out here on the road, and just trying to get a show on out here on the road. But as always, Bob, I promise you another wonderful show. Like I said, I'm out here on the road, so I don't have access to my switchboard. Definitely will be kind of set back by not able to play my standard commercials, my normal entertainment. For the listening audience. But as always, definitely have some information that we want to share with you. You know, it's been the last, been a couple of interesting last few weeks. And you know, one thing that really comes to mind as a parent, high school athlete and a former high school athlete, college athlete, and now a professional athlete, comes by, you know, some of the things that we encountered over the last few years and some of the things that I see many parents encountering now. You know, some of the simple things that I listened at this here recent debate where they talked about starting a union at Northwestern. I briefly touched on this a couple months ago in a conference call with a few other like-minded parents, but there was something I wanted to just put out on the air today where, you know, they talked about that debate of starting a union for college athletes. Now, what does that really mean for our students? You know, unionizing and ensuring that they're afforded certain rights and, you know, they're speaking up as a collective voice and, you know, things are working out for them. And, you know, being able to speak as one and demand that NCAA gives them a fair opportunity to get the best out of their college scholarship with that time period that they are students, or should I say at that time period that they are athletes attending that institution. All well, fine and dandy, and I applaud the effort, and you know, the gentleman behind it has some great thoughts, great ideals, and you know, we'll welcome him on the show at any given time to share his ideals with us. But, you know, parents, I'm going to call you out on this one. I'm going to call you out. I'm not going to sit back and say it's a great idea and I think they should move forward full steam, because I don't think that's truly the case. I think parents, we as parents need to step up and have a better understanding of the process, because all that is being done there in our face, and the more and more that is being done right here in our face, the more and more we're slowly fading from the picture. And what I mean by fading from the picture, you know, if you look at the initial recruiting process and all that other stuff that comes along with it, for those of you who have children that are involved address your questions. And address your questions in a very fair manner, in a respectful manner, in a manner that they are trying to ensure that your child is going to get the best out of that situation. You know, one question comes to mind every time I think about that, you know, that situation. You know, when you have a college coach that's recruiting your child and they're sitting there in the living room trying to explain to you some of the things that you, you know, will be entitled to. You know, first and foremost, of course, the scholarship being a one-year-at-a-time situation. You have to sign that scholarship each and every year. It's not going to be something that's automatically renewable. And, you know, that's something that we as parents need to be aware of. But even more so, let's ask an even harder question, a question that you have very little conversation on when you're sitting down talking to a coach, or when a coach meets you for the very first time, or when a coach is sitting down trying to gain the attention of your child. You know, I've said this time and time out. We've all seen the Kevin Ware situation year and a half ago in the NCAA tournament, young man. Came down wrong, and next thing you know, we got a bone protruding out of its leg. You know, that in itself drew questions. That in itself helped fuel the fire for the recent situation where Northwestern decided to unionize their football players. But more so, you know, what happens to the situation where the young man isn't on TV and it's not happening in a national form? What happens if it's just a simple scrimmage or a simple practice, or, you know, a situation where you know, it's not a national televised show that the young man all of a sudden experienced such injury? They will not attempt to address that question, because that question puts them and the institution in a very uncomfortable position, But that's the question that we as parents and of athletes and future athletes, we as parents should not have any problem whatsoever, or asking that question and demanding a valid answer on that question. Because if you do, right, you're doing not only yourself a disservice, but you're doing your child a disservice. You know, let's fast forward a little bit. You know, I always say, you know, we go through this conversation day in and day out. You'll hear folks say, well, your child should be going to the institution for the sake of his or her degree from a great school, and not worrying about who the coach may be. And, you know, if the coach is someone that you can put some value in. You know, don't worry about that. You know, just worry about whether or not your child is getting that degree. You know what? Let me tell you something, parents. And I'm not gonna hold anything back. I'm gonna say this very plain, very simple, very sweet, and very honest. If you send your child to a 4-year institution, your child's going to be out of your care for the next 4 years or so. You want to ensure that your child gets the best out of that situation, the best out of that situation, the best possible. Without a doubt, it's not going to be a questionable thing. It's not going to be a situation where going to be a situation where you have to worry about whether or not you're going to get anything out of it.
Got it.
Yes.
I have. Okay.
Don't jump down up there. Okay, turn this way. There we go. There we go. Assist someone out of the car. Excuse me if I detracted from our conversation, but like I said, parents, if you are just simply sitting back and allowing these things to happen without you being actively involved and ensuring that your child gets the best out of it, you just send your child to a school because that school has a prestigious name, then you're not doing your child a true service. You're doing your child a disservice. And you want to ensure that you get the best out of that particular shit, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Because your child is going to be in the care of some coach, and that coach hopefully has his or her adult hat on, his or her mentor hat on. But what happens in a lot of cases, that coach cannot see past those dollar signs that the NCAA, or excuse me, that institution is paying him or her on a regular basis. Hold on a second. Hold on. I think we're going to have to pause here for a minute. Pause for a few minutes. And I'll come back in at the next half hour in approximately about 5 minutes. We'll resume the show. So if you got something to do, go ahead and take the time, step away for a few minutes, and join me back here on the Parents Culture Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio in about 10 minutes from now. I shall resume the show in about 10 minutes. So looking forward to hearing from you. Hopefully I'll be online by then, and we can call in and get some conversation going. But I'll see you in a few minutes. Please stand by.